Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Romans First by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Romans, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Romans. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Okay, with verse 12, we really get to test our interpretation of verse 11. Verse 12 reads, "That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine." Now, if you remember, in the previous video, I argued contextually for an interpretation of spiritual gift as a kind of encouragement. I think verse 12 here bears that out and, in fact, clarifies some things. Though Paul, in verse 11, is the initial gift giver, which is to be expected from the guy with apostolic authority, the purpose is a mutual strengthening of faith in one another's physical presence. And this is the very interesting juxtaposition that Paul makes here. He's effectively saying that he wants to impart a spiritual gift in the physical presence of the believers in Rome. And he draws a very tight connection between being physically with them and this spiritual gift of mutual encouragement in a common belief or a common faith. Now, for the more practically minded people, I think there's some grounds here to tease out an application. Where we have an interesting case being made for believers being physically present with other Christians. Now, this video is being made in late 2020 during the COVID-19 crisis. And without tipping over into political discourse, many churches the world over are now wrestling with this question of being physically present together. And while I think at the end of the day we have to play this stuff safe and be respectful and live in sacrificial service to others in the church, we also shouldn't be too quick to dismiss the connection Paul makes between being physically present with other believers and the end result of that being a mutual strengthening of faith that comes from knowledge of the gospel, which Paul preaches, and an agreement of belief here in a common faith. So we'll continue our study with verse 13 in the next video.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Romans Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEILSRESEARCH. Thank you.